It was a crazy day yesterday. My son Caleb goes to Lake Brantley High School, and they ended up making the news. And he was sending me some texts throughout today about a practice code red drill that they had. And look, I know the schools, they have to do these. They got to get the kids prepared. It stinks that it's the world that we live in today, but it ended up kind of backfiring on them. It looks like the drill itself went really well, but there was a screenshot that a kid took off of a teacher's computer that said that there was an active shooter on campus and that this is where it was taking place and to immediately go into a code red. Well, that student, I guess, sent it out and put it on social media so other students immediately saw it and sent the school into a panic.
Oh, so this isn't something that the school did.
No. It sounds like the school did everything that they were supposed to
do.
Right. But I also heard that in the lunchroom, they came over and, you know, said that it was a code red drill. And there's a lot of kids in there, my son said. And he goes, Dad, it's really loud and you can't really hear it very well. So people heard code red. They didn't hear necessarily the rest of what the announcement was, you know, whether or not they said it was a drill or not.
Yeah.
And just panic ensued. And there's now videos going around. It's on Snapchat. It's on social media. The news got a hold of it of kids bailing. I mean, out the lunchroom, hopping over fences into adjoining neighborhoods, getting run over in stairwells and stuff like that because of the frenzy. And it stinks. I mean, one teacher had a panic attack. Four kids said that they had panic attacks, you know, an ambulance had to be called for one of the teachers because you think it's the real deal. And my heart just sinks for my son and other kids that have to go through these drills.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about this kid who took this screenshot, which just sounds like the catalyst for all of this.
Right.
I just wonder how that can even happen.
So I wonder if, you know, if it came up like on a computer or like the teacher's phones. I don't know how the classroom's set up. So I wonder if the student saw it and thought, this is real, because, I mean, it looks like a real, it doesn't say this is a drill.
Yeah.
I wonder if that student said, oh my God, this is really happening, and sent it out on, you know, social to let his friends and classmates know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of that, because if it follows the school's protocols for how they handle things and the teachers know this is what's coming, this is what it would look like on your screen, and you know, would have to react if it were a real situation, then that's not anything that the school did. It sounds like this really bizarre, hopefully just misunderstanding, but just really bizarre.
That's what I hope too. It's just a complete misunderstanding.
That's the child that did it. I'm sure that they'll find who that was and find out if it was, you know, him or her thinking that it was, but it sounds like a prank. That's the kind of how they're selling it on the news that, you know, and it was after the whole successful drill went.
Right. Everything seemed to go fine. We were up in the lobby. We were taking pictures by the Christmas tree, Adam, and I got a text from my son, you know, code red. And I'm like, real or not? He's like, no, it was just a drill. And I'm like, okay, you know, okay.
Yeah.
But immediately it's panic. It's just, you think back when we were kids in school and stuff like that, you know, we would do tornado drills and they would have you get underneath your desk and everything. It was never the panic stricken, oh my God, there's a tornado, quickly get under. It was, we're going to practice for it. And I just wish that we could go into something more like that, so that way, because this is going to affect our kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but the reality is that it came about for a reason. So there's another bigger issue that isn't addressed, like how do you get people to stop committing these crimes that led to this? And once that's dealt with, then it isn't necessary anymore.
Yeah.
So until that's dealt with, kids have to be prepared, and the teachers have to be prepared, and they have to know what to do. Should it come down, and it has, we know that, in our own state, that it really is something that's happening.
Yeah.
So until that's dealt with, I don't know if there's another way to help the kids prepare.
It's unfortunate they have to practice saving their lives.
Horrible.
Where they're meant to just learn and be kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had conversations with my daughters that I wouldn't even say on the air that, you know, survival story of, you know, here's what you do. And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but, you know, it's just, and that's the world that we live in, you know, and you hope that they never have to do any of that. But
so, sorry to all the Brantley students, you know, that you guys had to go through that, and the teachers. And now my daughter, who's in eighth grade, Kylie, is like, that means that we're going to probably have one today. So she's now on the edge of her seat. She's all anxious because she thinks that, you know, well, if the high school kids did theirs, ours is probably going to be today.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to do it during lunch. I'm like, Kylie, just relax, kid. And that was our conversation last night when we were putting up some Christmas decorations. Just relax. It'll be okay.
I think she'll be okay. Yeah. I think, you know, in our day, or at least in my day, it was this fear of a nuclear war.
Yes.
And the day after. And so, and that was a real fear.
You know, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And that went away.
Right.
Kinda.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good luck to all the students and teachers out there today. Just, whew, crazy day. Someone got home and gave them a big hug yesterday.